not too many. But I just got the weirdest knife, marriage knife. Marijuana. Oh, wow. Pot. Grass. Someone came around it. His teacher. Uh-huh. She didn't, you know, she really kind of like, she don't know too much about stuff. And they know it. Mm-hmm. This boy came in. And he said, man, you got it in grass. She said, what would you want with grass?
Yeah.
Said, smoke. And she said, well, there's plenty of grass out there on the ground. I was cracking up.
Go mow your lawn and smoke it. Yeah, that reminds me. You know that football player used to play for Ohio State, named Archie Griffin.
Yeah.
He said that Woody Hayes, his football coach, didn't know anything about drugs or anything like that. He said that he thought uppers were your false teeth.
Oh, yeah. Well, they, you know, like if a lot of people. They think of marijuana. They think the only two guys they have for is grass or pot. They'll go around there, they just do this for fun. They go around and teach, hey man, have you seen Mary Jane? I'm okay. Yeah. They're just doing that. Oh.
What is the really good stuff called? Have you ever heard
marijuana?
Of
marijuana?
Yeah.
Really good weed is Colombian weed. It costs me about $5.
Yeah.
And
how does that come? $5 for what?
Matchbox. Mm-hmm. It's I don't see how they spit about it, man. But it's really in a matchbox. Yeah. It's got Columbia on it. It's got a little more stuff on it. And they keep the paper, you like most of the time. They get like this boy I know, he got a It's kind of like a gold thing, and you open it up, and there's this paper. And $5 for a matchbox for a week.
Mm, that's probably not even an ounce. Not even close to it.
$5.
Have you ever heard of any stuff called Acapulco gold? Just coffee.
Most of them, you know, just get Colombian weed, because that's easy to get. And from your connection, whoever sells and stuff, that's usually what they get. Of course, you can't get cheap, but it's not as good.
Well, say if somebody in school wanted to get some stuff, either weed or heroin or whatever, how would you go about doing it?
Usually kids around here, they usually got somebody. And you just go over to the house, and then you meet the guy. You tell them how much you want.
Yeah.
You show them you color your money, as they say. And you get it.
So is it not done too much at the school? You have to go to the guy's
house? No, they don't have nobody come to school. You have to get it from home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. Have you ever heard cocaine called anything else?
Not really. Sometimes they call it sugar.
True. What do you call somebody who has to have something like heroin? I mean, you know, he just can't go on without it. You say he's a whore.
Junkie. Mm-hmm. Some bayonet. You know, just really stuff like that.
Yeah. Would a junkie ever sell the stuff, you know, to support his habit?
They don't really trust her with a junkie. Because, see, he might double cross protecting himself. That is if he really needs it real bad. If he just got a little, you know, just common habit, he usually sells, you know, it's not always sell. But like if he really desperate, you know, they ain't trust nobody like that. Mm-hmm.